A little earlier in the Gospel of John, Jesus calls himself the gate or the door through which the sheep go in and out. And today, he calls himself the good shepherd. And I think those two images for Christ go together. The gate is the access point to life and nourishment and protection in the sheepfold. The shepherd is the one who leads the sheep to and from the gate, to and from that nourishment, and who provides protection. So listen up. Do you realize that you are called to be like Christ in being like a gate that provides access to life, nourishment, and protection? What kind of access do you give to those around you? Is it helping them to heaven? Is the access that you give yourself helping you to heaven? Remember, human beings are in the image of Christ. Not our smartphones or our social media. Human beings are. Christ is the gate and the good shepherd, not our IT devices. And if the only access to the door of faith is when we come to church for 1 hour once a week, but otherwise there's near total access to secular and worldly ways, then is our commitment to secular values greater than our commitment to faith values? When's the last time you went on a retreat? Many of you have made the Awakenings retreat. When's the last time you made a holy hour here in the church? When's the last time you read the gospel at home? When's the last time you prayed a rosary with your peers or with your family? Are we following the shepherd that is social media and secular society more than the shepherd who alone is good? Be the gatekeeper and shepherd for yourselves as well as for each other. When we take up our calling to be gatekeepers and shepherds in the image of Christ, then we really can help others hear the voice of the Good Shepherd calling them to be spiritual mothers and fathers, consecrated religious and priests. We need shepherds and gates in our domestic families so that we will have shepherds and gates in our spiritual family, the church. Priests we call fathers, and nuns we call mothers, because they are true spiritual fathers and true spiritual mothers to our family, the church. We are spiritual fathers and mothers of large and beautiful families. I love what I do. And the spiritual friendships that I get to be a part of are the most satisfying that I've ever experienced in my life. I'm called to lead and to guide you to life, nourishment, and spiritual protection. And I hope you trust me to do that. And I pray that the Lord give me the grace and all of us the grace to be a part of that in fellowship together. In our catechesis of the Mass, we're finally wrapping up the introductory rites. The introductory rites prepare us for the more important parts of the Mass. The Gospel is the high point for the liturgy of the Word. And the re-presentation of the sacrifice of Christ and communion are the high points for the liturgy of the Eucharist. Well, the culmination of the introductory rites is the prayer by the priest called the Collect. Kind of a different name, isn't it? Ever wonder how the church comes up with such weird-sounding names? I'm glad you asked that question. The Collect collects all of our prayers and expresses them aloud to the Father. So when we finish singing the Gloria, I immediately say or sing, "Let us pray," followed by a silent pause. Now, that's not a pause for you to look at me, pleasant or maybe unpleasant as that may be. It's a pause for you to bow your heads, maybe close your eyes, and offer your own prayer. I want to pray for faith, for patience, for insight, how to be a better gatekeeper and shepherd. I want to pray for help in my work, reconciliation with my friends and family, a better relationship with my parents, whatever it might be, right? There's a different collect for every Sunday of the year. And it's interesting because these collects were composed by popes, bishops, saints, different people in the church. And they were composed by those individuals meditating on Scripture. And these collects are the fruit of their lectio, from their inspired by the Word of God. And they all have a similar theme and structure for this collect. They allude to the anxieties and the concerns that we have in our lives. And then they ask God to conquer them. So the basic format of almost every collect is you, who, do, through. You, who, do, through. All right? Got it? You. We address God, often including titles like today, Almighty, Ever-Living God. Who. Usually we include a who clause, referring to something that God has done. For example, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ. Do. Then there's a request of God, like today, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. It's a prayer saying, we're not experiencing the joys of heaven, but we want to, so lead us there. But this petition also teaches us that getting to the joys of heaven involves being humble enough to follow the brave shepherd. And then lastly, through. Every collect concludes through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. As Christians, everything is offered through the mediation of Christ. And this doxology there at the end, it's like a miniature creed. It names Jesus as Lord, as Christ, as Son, as living and reigning, and as God, God forever and ever. It also names the Holy Spirit as the bond of unity. You know, the Spirit is the bond of unity between the Father and the Son, and he's also the bond of unity within the church and between the church and Christ. So the collect sums up our prayers and needs as we come to Mass, and then prepares us for what comes next, prepares us for listening to the Word of God. All of the transitioning of the introductory rites is ultimately preparing us to hear God's Word. So the liturgy, once again, here is giving us a pattern for life. That silence between let us pray and the words of the collect reminds us of the importance for silence in our lives, to quiet ourselves so that what's truly important may well up in our hearts. And then the church can collect those important needs into her prayer. And then the collect also teaches us a structure for praying, you who do through. So we can make up our own prayers, right? And meditating upon that gospel, O Lord, who made me a gate and a shepherd, a gatekeeper and a shepherd, like your Son, give me the grace to live my vocation according to your will, through Christ our Lord. You who do through. Now hopefully you have a little better understanding why In this case, the church uses a weird name. She's wanting to be attentive and loving in gathering, in collecting our prayers so that nothing is lost before God our Father. So here's the homework for the week. Use that pattern of prayer this week. You who do through. And pray to live your vocation more fully.